It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Glad we're together again. Some friends of mine made up a new game that I want to show you. I'll show you the box right here. See here? Neighborhood of Make-Believe. So it's a game about the neighborhood of make-believe. I'll open it up over here so you can see it. Well, I like that cover. It's a board game. There. You can see the board as the museum go around in the middle with Lady Elaine Fairchild there. And here's the clock and the platypus mound and the castle and Corny's factory, the Eiffel Tower and the tree. Now, these are the things that you put on the board. Little trolleys. Each person gets a trolley that you make go around the board. And then in the trolley, you put the different characters. I'll put Daniel Tiger in my trolley, and also King Friday. And what you try to do is to, did you ever see a spinner? This is a spinner. And what you try to do is to make your trolley take your people home. So let me see, I'll just spin it. Two. Well, that's just what we want, a two. One, two, and that takes Daniel Tiger home. Put him right there at his home. Now we want to get the trolley clear. Well, I better take these other trolleys off. We want to get this trolley the whole way down to the castle to take the king home. So let's see here now. It was right on here. Three. One, two, three. Now this one says your choice. One, two, or three. Well, let's take one, two, three. Let's go three, like that. And then if the trolley should get to the star, then Lady Elaine's boomerang can make it go anywhere it wants the whole way around. So I would make it go here and put the king home. Lots of rules for the game, but it's fun. Fun to learn about things like that. And it takes people to play a game. I mean, games just don't... Oh, that's the phone. Games don't play themselves. Hello? Oh, hi, Susie. Of course, this is a fine time. Yeah, well, we'll see you in a few minutes then. Oh, Susie, would you bring your ball? Thanks. All righty, bye-bye. That was Susie McConnell. She's one of the great basketball players in the world. And she said she'd come over and show us some things about basketball. She's helping some young people in the neighborhood with their game. And she said she had a few minutes and would run right over. Well, that was quick. Oh, it's Mrs. McFeely. Welcome, Mrs. McFeely. What do you have here?
Remember that dance film you ordered?
Yes.
This big ball goes with it.
But I don't have the film.
Well, I know that David's going to be bringing it over in a little while, but we've been so busy with our business, he needs extra help with his roots. I need extra help back in the office.
Well, if there's any help I can be, just let me know. I'm mighty grateful for your service.
You know what we say, speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. Thanks, Ms. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Wonder how a person would play with a ball like this. It's so big, I think you could sit on it. Oh, maybe that's Susie now. It is. Come in, Susie.
Thank you.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Susie McConnell.
Hello.
Come on in, I want to show you something. Look.
Wow, that's a big ball.
Sure is.
I don't think I could ever make a basket with that.
Well, it's meant to be used for some kind of dance or something. But that's the one you make a lot of baskets with,
yes,
isn't
I
it?
Yes, I do. Yep.
You've been playing since you're a little girl?
Yes, I have. I've played on a team for 13 years, but I've played a lot longer than that because I played when I was real young.
What do you think you liked so much about it?
Well, I enjoyed playing it because it was a lot of fun like any other game, but I got to play with all my friends, and it's something that because I practiced, I became good at. So I enjoyed playing it even more because I became good at it.
You kept doing it over and over again.
Yes, every day, continuously every day.
I've got a hoop out in the back near my sand table, but I wanted to ask you one more thing before we went out there. Did you ever feel left out of any game because you were shorter than most of the players or anything like that?
Well, I did. I was always the smallest player, no matter what game I played in. But I think that made me work even harder to become good at it because I enjoyed playing basketball and wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
So when people said, you're too small to play, I think that made me work harder. So I put a lot of time into it and wanted to be good. So I think that's what helped me, people saying I couldn't do it.
Well, you got to be one of the best.
Well, thank you.
Right out this way. You may want to feed the fish.
Oh, I'd love to.
That's it.
They're going to get fed twice.
Uh-huh. Okay, fish, you got your food from Susie McConnell today. It's right out this door.
Okay.
It looks so tall to me.
Well, it looks like the one I had in my backyard when I was younger. And that's really how I learned, is on the hoop we had in our backyard.
1 foot 1. How do you do that?
Well, it took a lot of practice, but just like I did it right there, it's all in the form. You know, I think you have to use your legs when you shoot. You have to bend your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And what you concentrate on is you concentrate on the front of the rim.
Front of it.
Right. You don't watch the ball. You watch the front of the rim. And when you shoot on your fingertips. Okay? You hold the ball on your fingertips. You don't hold it on the palm of your hand. It's on your fingertips. And you're looking at the front of the rim. So when you shoot, you extend your arm and you follow through.
Oh, and
when you're finished, you're using your legs, and you're up, and you follow through, just
I
like
see.
That. Would you like me to shoot another one to show you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you make it every time?
No, I took a lot of practice to do that. Would you like to try it?
Sure.
Just look at the front of the rim and concentrate.
Front of the rim and concentrate.
Well, that was a good try. You can try it again. Look over the front. You can use your left hand as your guide hand. When you hold it with your right hand,
yeah.
And your left hand could be the guide. Look at the front of the rim. Oh, that was even better.
Well, you're
that was
a good
even
teacher.
Better. See, that's that. When I started out, that's the way I was. There you go.
Oh, that feels
good. All right.
Good.
Very good.
I understand
good.
That there are things that you can do with just your fingers on the,
ball. I used to do some ball handling drills, and I just that helps to be comfortable with the ball, and I think it's important. This can be a good friend to you, and you can do a lot of things with it when you do things. Like, I can spin it on my finger like this.
How in the world do you do that?
Well, it took a lot of practice. Would you like to try?
Sure. But it's very hard to keep up on.
You have to try and balance it on your finger.
Uh-huh. Is that how you started? I mean, fumbling like this?
Just throw it. I tried throwing it up and spin it. Letting it land, like spinning it. Watch, so, and then I would have it land.
I see.
And then I would, to keep it going, I use my hand. to do that. But before I even started spinning, I had to do a lot of other ball handling drills just to become familiar with the ball. Like, just started out putting it behind my waist like this. And when I started, I had to look down and look at the ball, and sometimes I would move my body. But then with practice, I got better and better, and I can do it with my eyes closed without looking at it.
You can just feel it going
around. I could just feel it. And then I would do things like put it around my leg, my right leg, trying not to look at it once I became good at it. Then I would put it around my left leg.
Well, now, how does that help you in the basketball?
Well, when you're dribbling or when you're passing, it's the ball's in your hands. And just having a feel for the ball and being comfortable with the ball. So I would just continue. I would just add things. I would go like that. And then I would add a dribble. Once I became good with that, I would add a dribble like this. Just like that.
Oh, my, that's fast.
Would you like to try those?
Oh.
So you see, it looks easy when you're doing it, but no, it's not easy.
You have to practice.
It sure does.
A lot of practice.
And now you're teaching other people to do it, aren't you?
Yes, I'm trying to help other players become as good as they want to become. And as a matter of fact, I'm teaching a class today, and I'm very busy today, but I had some free time and wanted to stop over and visit with you in your neighborhood.
I'm glad you'd come, Susie. And you know, we're very proud of you in this neighborhood, and we wish you well in all that you do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What a fine young woman. And she's worked a long time to be able to get to be as good as she is at her basketball. And now she's teaching other people. I thought we'd just stop right here and have some make-believe. Some more about the sports team that they're starting in the neighborhood of make-believe. You know, it started out being the Reindeer Tiger team because Randy Caribou and Daniel Tiger didn't have any team. But now it seems that lots of people want to join their team. Last time it was called the King, Woman, Dog, Boy, Girl, Reindeer, Tiger team. So let's pretend about it now in the neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, Trolley, you see what we have on?
Oh, I think you're all looking so good in your outfits.
Thanks, Aunt Sarah.
Are you sure you don't want an outfit, Sarah?
No, dear. I really don't care to play on the team right now. I have other things I need to do.
But they tell me it's going to be great fun.
I feel sure that it will. But you know, a person can't do everything. And I have some other fun things that I want to do.
Well, you know, you're always welcome, Queen Sarah.
Oh, I know, dear, and I thank you. But I would like to watch you play sometime. I do hope you understand about right now.
Sure. One day, some other dogs wanted me to play hide the bone. But I didn't want to, and they thought I was mad at them. But I just didn't feel like it.
Well, what did you do?
I just told them I'd play with them some other day.
And did you?
Sure. The very next day, I played with them.
Well, may you all have a wonderful game with your king, woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team. I'll come and watch you all a little later.
Okay,
Queen. Thanks, Sarah.
Now, where is Mr. Caribou?
Oh, I think he's helping Anna with her outfit. Uncle Friday?
Yes?
How do we look?
Very royal and ready to play.
What? Whose outfits are these?
Oh, well, this one's for Daniel, and this one's for Prince Tuesday. I think I'll take Daniel's over to him.
Yeah, I'll take Prince Tuesday's over to him.
And I shall see that all preparations are in order for our game.
Very
okay.
Good.
Very good, King Friday.
Daniel?
Oh, hi, Lady
Lady Eberlin.
Hi, Daniel. I have your outfit.
Oh, thank you. You surely look good in yours.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Want to try yours on?
Of course.
Oh, there you go.
Outfit. Oh, that's tight.
Oh, okay now?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Put my paws in.
Good. There.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see if it fits.
Why do people call these clothes outfits?
Outfits? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess because they fit on the outside of the team player.
I never thought I'd be part of a team.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, it surely is fun. But what if we don't win the game?
Then we'll lose. It's okay to win and it's okay to lose. We have quite a team.
What's it called now?
It's called the King Woman Dog Boy Girl Reindeer Tiger Team.
King, woman, dog, and boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team.
That sounds from... Oh, that sounds like the Owl Correspondence School song.
Oh, but what about X and Henrietta?
Vanessa. Oh, well...
They're not on the team.
Do you think they'd want to be?
Well, I think we should ask them. I don't think anybody has asked them.
Well, of course. Let's go and ask them.
All right. I'll go with you.
Oh, good. Henrietta!
Maybe they're not home.
We're home. Henrietta's in my tree with me.
Oh, well, we're glad you're home, X, because we wanted to ask you something.
Why would you want to ask us something?
Because we like you, X.
You probably want us to come and watch your team play.
Oh, we want you and Henrietta to play with us.
How can we play with you? We're not on a team.
But we want you to be on our team.
You what?
We want you to both to be on our team.
The king, woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team?
How did you know about it?
We've been hearing about it for days, and nobody has... wait a minute. Hey, Hen, you better come out here and hear what there is to hear. I've been trying to tell her that you all aren't mad at us, and...
Meow.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow.
Henrietta, we were hoping that you would join our team.
Meow, X, too?
Yes, and X, too.
Meow, 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 wait so long.
Well, it's been kind of a pickup team.
Meow, meow, everybody meow outfits.
Oh, yes, it's true that we do have our outfits, but today's the very first day that we've had them.
Meow felt really meow. Meow, though meow, meow didn't meow, meow.
Oh, Henrietta, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's no fun to feel left out.
Oh, I know.
Oh, here comes Randy. He and I are the ones who started the whole thing because we did feel left out.
Hi, teammates.
Hello, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
I have outfits for X and Henrietta if you want to play.
Meow, meow, outfits.
Sure.
Of course we want to play.
Oh, good, good. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Randy.
Come to the castle for the Pussycat, Owl, King, Woman, Dog, Boy, Girl, Reindeer, Tiger Team.
Oh, this will be fun. It will.
I'll say.
We'll meet you there. Come on, Hen, let's get our outfits on.
Meow, meow, wonderful meow.
Oh, thanks, Pop Dog. Oh,
yeah. You look great, Prince Tuesday.
Here we are.
Welcome, team members, I presume.
Correct
as usual, King Friday.
Is everyone prepared to play?
We are, sire, and X and Henrietta will be along in just a minute.
Very good. Oh, here comes the trolley. Oh, very good, trolley.
Yes. Very good, Jolly. Yeah. Yay, team.
Yay, team.
Thanks, Jolly.
And now to the game. Now.
Yes.
So Queen Sarah would rather watch the game and not play. And that was all right. But X and Henrietta really did want to play. And they were afraid that nobody wanted them. Well, it was good that they could talk about it. So now they have their big team, the pussycat, owl, king, woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team. What do you suppose they'll play? Well, we'll think about that next time. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
I have a delivery here.
I was very glad to see Mrs. McFeely.
Oh, yes, she remembered the ball that goes with this film.
Yes, here it is, right down here. Now, you mean this ball is used on the dance film?
Oh, yes, many of them. Yeah, well, you'll see.
Oh, good. Now, it's the Dance Alloy.
The Dance Alloy.
Do you have time to watch it with me?
I do. It's one of my favorite films.
Good. Let's see it together.
All righty.
Let's watch it together. Isn't that wonderful how they're able to use those balls?
Well, it looks very easy, but it's very difficult. Try rolling on the ball like they did, and you'll see how difficult it is.
Well, I sat on it before, but I think they...
They did that.
It feels good, but you know, they went from one to the other. Will you try it?
Okay, you hold the tape. Let me see here. They did something like this. Backwards, and they said, speedy delivery.
It's good. But you know, it just looked like swimming going from one to the other.
It takes a lot of practice to do that beautifully.
It certainly does.
Well, I'll take the ball, and I'll take the tape.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. We sure appreciate your speedy delivery service.
Well, it's all part of my speedy delivery service. Good day to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely knows how to make a lot of people happy. My, that was lovely. You could pretend that you're doing that at home. Oh, the game. I think what I'll do is just to make that trolley go the whole way around the track so that everybody can be at home. Oh, I need to take Daniel and King Friday and the spinner. It's what you do with the game when you finish playing with it, you know. You put it away. Put all the little parts together in there. Box. There, we've done a lot today, haven't we? With our time together. And we'll do a lot more tomorrow. The next time we're together, you know, to make something beautiful, like the ballet, or to do something very well, like Susie McConnell and her basketball, takes a lot of trying. And it can really be fun, though, after all the work of learning. And what a good feeling you get when you've learned something that you've really tried hard to learn. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots more to talk about next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.